the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. Of all the things Backtime remembers, these are three of them. Good for us, they all happened on September 9th.
I'm all shook up.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1956, Elvis Presley made the first of three appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show and was shown only from the waist up. Today in 1974, Evel Knievel attempted to jump the Snake River Canyon on a rocket bike. He didn't make it all the way across. In 1975, Welcome Back, Kurt, with John Travolta, debuted on ABC. That's Back Time for September 9th. Here's your announcer speaking.
It's the Onion Radio News. A minister constantly mentions his teenage son's virginity. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Minister Donald Gensler of the Faith United Presbyterian Church in Pensacola, Florida, reportedly takes every available opportunity to proudly inform his congregation that his 16-year-old son, Paul, quote, remains unspoiled by the sins of the flesh.
I always urge young people to stand tall against the temptation of premarital sex, and that's why I like to discuss Paul's virginity in sermons, at youth groups, at church dinners, whenever and wherever possible.
Sources close to the minister's son reported that Paul was unavailable for comment and would remain so until he is 18. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this...
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud.
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years. So the next time you'll find yourself saying, back in the good old days, or this must be the new man, look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
Now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning,
everyone.
Sam.
September 9th. It is Tuesday today. It's my dad's birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Sam's dad.
Happy birthday, Dad, although he's not listening. He's halfway across the world.
How do you know he's not listening?
Because they're not into computers at all. I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. In fact, I was going to send them one of those Wi-Fi radios we were giving away, and I figured they don't have to deal with a computer, right?
Yeah.
So then it's still getting internet connection and getting a router and everything. So
they don't even have the internet?
No. They
Are
don't
you
have
kidding
a computer.
Me?
They're afraid of them.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. They won't touch them.
That's got to suck, considering like how far away they live. And, you know, I mean, it's so expensive to call over there.
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. You buy this card for 10 or 20 bucks, and it lasts you like forever.
Really?
Yeah, it ends up being like 2-3 cents a minute. So it's nothing. I mean, we have, for, you know, like 20, 25-minute conversations.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I wish... Maybe I'm just a little bit ditzy sometimes, but I wish I had known that when I was dating my boyfriend in Canada, because I would have like $600 phone bills every month.
Oh, my God.
For like 6 months, I had a $600 phone bill a month.
Really?
Yep.
And you know, some phones you can get Canada included.
For some reason, T-Mobile didn't have like a really good Canada plan.
Yeah.
It really kind of sucked.
That's a lot of money.
Shit. I know. But I've always kind of had that problem.
Really?
Yeah. Back when I graduated from boarding school, you know, cell phones were just kind of becoming like really mainstream. So my father gave me a cell phone for my graduation present and said he would pay it for like 2 years. But when my phone bill ended up being like $500, $600, $700 a month, because I would go for the really cute little phone that didn't really work that well, so it was roaming all the time. So it's like even a local phone call would be like, I don't know, $20 a minute.
Oh my God. I would spank you hard.
Well, luckily, I was living in Colorado and he couldn't catch me.
God, I'm telling you, kids.
I know. We're just big fuck-ups. What can we say?
Yeah. I guess we're all kids in a way, you know?
Oh, yes.
So I got my laundry done yesterday.
I don't pretend to have grown up.
No. So I had my laundry done yesterday.
I'm very proud of you. Wait, yeah. Had it done?
Had it done.
Oh, my God.
My sister-in-law came over. But I still have to fold the clothes, which is the worst part.
Oh, she didn't fold it for you?
No, because I told her, I said, you don't have to wait here until it's done and everything, you know?
You made her come all the way over and
I
do that.
I did not make her come. She had to pick a couple.
You called your wife in Israel and told her, pathetic, Sam.
She had to pick up some things.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. No, she did.
Putting it in the wash and putting it in the dryer, that's seriously the easy
part.
No, I put it
in the dryer, really. That is the easy part. I was hoping she'd stay really to fold them. That's my problem. I can throw it in the machine.
Anyone can do that. A monkey can do that.
But yeah. I was just being too nice, and then I had to... Now I'm stuck with it myself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
That's a Jewish term. What does that mean?
It means like, oh, no, or something.
Because I say it all the time.
Yeah. It's in Yiddish, you know, which is this dying language of Jews in Eastern Europe. And I don't know many people that speak it anymore, you know. It's just some words are left over from that language, and they went into the English language, you know.
And they made it, like, mainstream.
Yeah. But you'd be amazed how many English words are actually originating in Hebrew and stuff.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Like what?
A lot. Like, well, obviously from the Bible, like amen and hallelujah and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Many of the names, like all the names that end with L, like Daniel, Michael, all these are from the Bible. Jewish names and stuff, or Hebrew names, let's say.
And I never knew Michael was a Jewish name. Name.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're pronounced different in Hebrew, but yeah. And no, it's not crazy at all. You know, I mean, David, you know, all these names are from the Bible and they're Hebrew names. But at any rate, those are names, but we're talking about words. And like chutzpah, for example, have you heard that word before?
What one?
Chutzpah.
Come again?
Chutzpah.
God bless you.
Yeah. No, it means like
chutzpah.
Like having balls, you know, to do something. Like
chutzpah.
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 Yeah, like chutzpa, something like that.
I don't know that one. Maybe it's because I don't have any balls, but.
but no, when someone like really has the nerve to do something, that's when you use that word.
Speaking of balls. What?
Are we speaking of balls?
Well, you said, you brought it up. It wasn't me.
Okay.
It says here that Lance Armstrong, he says that when he was training for the Tour de France, he was too tired to have sex with girlfriend Sheryl Crow. Then it says, talk about Lance dropping the ball. And, you know, obviously I feel for the man. He had, testicular cancer and only has one ball. But but I dated someone briefly that had one ball.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Was it weird for you?
Not really, actually. The little sucker worked.
You just see the sack mostly.
No, so. The little sucker worked overtime. I mean, I got the job done. It was great. But
no, I mean feeling it or looking at it or something.
I tried to ignore it.
Didn't look any different, right?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah. You see, if you have, like, really hanging balls, you would see that. You know?
I know.
But if you have, like, a pretty tight sack and stuff, you probably wouldn't see it anyway.
Yeah. But yeah. This guy, when I broke up with him, he went completely berserk. Completely, completely psychotic on me.
Wow.
And so I ended up, like, nicknaming him the Uniballer.
That's terrible.
I know.
You come up with those names.
It totally fit because like he went completely psycho on me. It was just like, you know, stalking me and like wanting to kill me. And then he had the one ball and I was like,
God, it's so hard being a woman, you know? My God. How do you guys put up with that?
I hope he's not listening because that's really mean if he does hear me say that.
Well, he doesn't know who it is, does he?
I'm sure he does.
Okay.
If he's out there.
So what's going on with the move? Did you get to move some more things
yesterday? No, actually, after I left the show yesterday, I went home and I ate a piece of pizza and I went to bed until 3 o'clock.
You're kidding, really?
No, yeah.
Nice
I was exhausted.
Nap. Yeah, because you hadn't slept that much before.
Yep, I had a late night the night before, so I took a nice nap yesterday. And then I had to be at class at 3:30, and so I woke up at 3, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so late. So I hopped on my bicycle and pedaled my ass up to school.
Wow.
And yeah, had school last night.
Really?
Yep.
So you can, how long does it take you to bike down there?
Oh, not too long. It's usually only, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh,
but,
not bad.
And I have so many books that I've got to carry up there. Like the bio book, they're freaking heavy, and the math book's so heavy. And then it's up this really big hill. And so that makes it even like more tiring and exhausting.
Yeah.
So by the time I get there, I'm just like a sweaty, disgusting mess with like helmet hair.
Yeah. I don't know how you can do that, you know, but I mean,
it's better than dealing with the parking situation. The parking's, oh my God. And speaking of cars, this morning I'm walking down the street. And so all of a sudden I hear all these cars like beep, 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 beep. They're freaking out as I'm trying to cross Flower. Mm-hmm. This total ditz, this poor woman in the Mercedes like SUV was trying to make a left-hand turn onto Flower Street the wrong way.
The wrong way.
So she's totally blocking traffic in the middle of the intersection, and everyone's beeping at her and freaking out. And people are just literally stopping and like, is she serious?
Yeah.
Is she going to do it? And she did it. She made the left turn and started driving up the middle of a five-lane, like, one-way street.
One-way. Jeez.
She's right. You know, these sirens we hear outside are probably for her.
Yeah,
after, like,
maybe they're coming together.
Taking out 10 people. I could not believe it. It was like a comedy of errors this morning trying to get here, and skateboarders like flying down the middle of the sidewalk trying to take us out while we're gawking at that lady.
Yeah. you know, it's like in the morning, I don't know if you noticed, but they managed to wash the sidewalk every day when people come to work.
At 8 a.m., at like 8:30.
I mean, why can't you do it like either at 6 o'clock in the morning or do it at 9 or 10?
I agree.
But everybody comes in at this hour and they have to fucking wash the sidewalk with this fucking asshole there with his machine. And it's making me nuts.
I know. And the same with the building we come up in where we park. They're always mopping the floor at 8:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, caution, wet floor, caution, wet floor. And it's like, fuck you. Why is the floor wet right now?
I know. It should not be. I know. Well, remember, the people that are doing this do not have large size brains, okay? And probably not the people that run them either.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, you know, where's the logic there?
But you know what? They're also doing what someone else told them to do.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Their bosses are just
pea brains as
bigger
well.
Bigger assholes, yeah. But who do you think their bosses are? Pretty much the same bird brains. You know?
I know.
Yeah, so it's like things like this that really make me like crazy, you know? And but fuck it.
You know what? Why don't we slip and fall? You know, I'll stay home one day and I'll watch Jerry Springer, and I'll get the number of one of those lawyers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, now that I have my new lawyer friends,
there you go. Yeah,
I'm excited.
Now you can sue,
and we'll own the building.
Yeah, everybody in LA walks around with those forms already in their pocket.
Oh, that's so awful. No, I never want to be one of those people. Seriously.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, you know. But people take advantage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, well. We've got a guest coming. Someone who's kind of interesting. Not a singer, not an actor, you know.
What else is there in L.A.?
Business, I suppose, you know.
Business?
Internet.
We have a business
like
person coming? How boring. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
What if he ends up being, like, really handsome? Then you'll change
your mind. I will eat my words.
I'm sure you will.
What,
I'm
you
sure
didn't you ask will. Him for a picture when you
no,
decided
I didn't,
to?
No, I didn't think it was appropriate.
Oh, fuck you. So you only ask the hot girls for pictures, or the girls for pictures to find out if they're hot.
There you go, you see.
Well, you know what? In the future, when
I'm finally in a position where I can do that.
Next time you have that you're setting up a male guest, I think you should have them, you know, submit a picture to me for approval.
I see. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, what? You're not going to handle someone if he's not hot?
Well.
We'll still have him come in.
We'll still have him come in. Well, if he's not hot and boring, no.
Yeah, no. We can kick him out. We'll cut it short. We can always cut it short, too.
And I was actually thinking, for you. So, you know how all of our guests they've been coming in so late because of the traffic?
Yes.
You need to start telling them to be here between 9:15 and 9:30. That way, they'll actually get here
by
10 o'clock in the morning.
You're right.
And if they're here at 9:30 in the morning, we can have them sit out there and fucking wait.
That's true.
So from now on, I think that's what you need to do.
Yeah. In fact, I think this guy said he would be arriving at 9:30 to allow for traffic.
So, smart man. Smart man.
Yeah. And you're right. You're absolutely right. That's what I'm going to do. I'll tell him, be here at 9:30 for your 10 o'clock appearance.
Don't even tell them a 10 o'clock appearance. Just tell them to be here at 9:30.
Yeah, but then they'll think they'd be on the air at 9:30.
Sam, the last like 20 guests we've had showed up 45 minutes late. So whatever. It's LA time, so make them fucking wait. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do the same thing to my mom when I was a little girl. I used to want to get to ballet class like half an hour early because you got to change into your leotard and, you know, put your tights on and your leg warmers and, you know, do a little stretching before class.
Yeah.
But my mom would always have me there like 1 minute before class or like 1 minute after class began.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the teacher comes over and like starts smacking me in the ass and like, Suzanne, where were you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God. So I would always tell her the class started a half an hour early. That way I'd always be there on time.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just have to do that.
There you go, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think some people actually do better when they have, like, for example, if you were like 15 minutes late, I would say, okay, that's understandable if there was traffic. But if you're 1 minute late, then it doesn't look so good, you know, because it's like, so if you were here a minute earlier, then you wouldn't be late at all, you know. So I'm trying to give you a message here. No,
actually, you know what? I set my alarm for 45 minutes earlier this morning, and
really?
When it did go off, I was like, so, fuck Sam. Fuck, yeah. God damn it. Fucking told me not to be late today. I fucking promised him I wouldn't. God yeah. damn it.
But obviously, you kept sleeping for a while.
I snoozed for a little, you know, snooze yeah. the button a couple times.
Yeah.
And then I specifically didn't get my I didn't even get a toasted bagel this morning because that would have taken an extra 3 minutes.
I see.
I got already made oatmeal, so okay. I could just grab that and go.
And why don't you make the bagel at night then? And then in the morning, it'll be ready for you.
Make a bagel at night and then it'll yeah. be, because I want it toasted in the morning.
Then, okay, then
and
toast
my toaster's, the fucker. My toaster's packed. Ugh. It's in a box somewhere. So I have to go to the restaurant down the street to get it right now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My life is just a shambles.
Then you know what?
Boxes.
That's fine. If you arrive 9:15, 9:30, I'm not going to say a word, okay?
You'll have that look in your eye.
No, because I don't want you cursing me because you have to get up early, you know, for crying out loud. You want to do the show from home? We'll set it up so you can do it from home.
No, that would be so bad. I'll be naked in bed just like, good yeah. morning, LA.
Yeah, you think I'm bad? I mean, Johnny Damn, when his people are late, I mean, he like cuts them down completely.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Shreds them to pieces. So I think I'm being pretty diplomatic about it. Somebody has to start the show at 9.
I know.
But no,
know.
I'm not complaining, really. I mean, do whatever the fuck you want.
And in the case you probably hadn't noticed, I usually do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I noticed that.
But that's why we work out so well.
Yeah, there you go. And I get some emails from people, and I mean, even our replays, like at night, get a lot of listeners, you know, so getting a lot of great response. I mean, this show is a hit, you know, and this morning after you mentioned Adam Carolla and stuff, I thought, well, let me try and listen to some talk radio because I forgot to bring a Howard Stern CD with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck with LA radio, right? AM, nothing to listen to. Absolutely fucking nothing. I mean,
who
these
listens
people,
to AM anyway?
Well, because that's where most talk stations are. So you go there, and it's all like boring, boring stuff. I mean, what the hell are you guys talking about? You know, it's like I zonk out in 2 seconds. I can't focus on this. And so I tried 97.1 mm-hmm. again with Adam Carolla. Can't listen to it.
I didn't even try it this morning. I did
unlistenable, Susie.
I know.
And that's why I'm saying. I mean, you know. When they discover this show, all right, this is going to be amazing. Because nobody comes close. Nobody comes close.
I know.
We're the fucking best. Yeah.
I was actually listening to indie radio this morning. They had some guy like Chad Rogers or something on. He was one of the guests. And I thought he was extremely annoying as well. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he works for like Kathy Hilton. He's got an office in Beverly Hills, like next to Mastro's, that restaurant over there. Mm-hmm. And he's on the show... I don't know, selling multi-million-dollar houses.
Right.
But, oh God, he just sounded like such a douchebag, and like so did the host of the show. And, you know, it got to the point where I had to keep listening just because it was so bad, and I just wanted to see, like, how much worse it would really get.
Yeah.
But seriously, there's nothing on the fucking radio in the morning.
There really isn't, you know. There really isn't.
When are we going to get internet in the car?
Soon, very soon, very soon. I'm telling you, with my iPhone, I'm already listening in the car. So it's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is very cool.
You know, I just connect it to the car and I hear it through the stereo and it's fine. It's awesome.
Wow, that's perfect.
Yeah. So,
actually, the security guard downstairs, Michael.
Yeah, I
told him to ask you because he was asking me how he could sit and listen to the show while he's like letting people in and out of the building. I was like, I don't know how to make
iPhone.
It work. I was
yeah.
like, but Sam can help you. So yeah. that way our security people will be downstairs listening to the show.
Yeah. I know. I need to find some time to set his phone, I guess.
It'll look like they'll have an earpiece in, like for security reasons. And meanwhile, they're just going to be like slapping their leg laughing.
Yeah. But it's not that complicated. All they have to do is click on the friggin' icon.
It is that complicated. I tried. I can't do it. It doesn't work.
You don't have a friggin' iPhone.
I have an iPod Touch, which is the exact same thing without
the
phone part.
It didn't work for you?
I don't know. I gave up after one try.
What? Wait a minute. You go on the main page and you clicked on there where it says click for a 3-minute setup?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But now I can't find my iPod Touch, so now when I find it next, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And I'll have you set it up for me.
But I got to tell you, I mean, I got like a phone call, a message yesterday from this lady who's trying to listen to us, and she says, I'm trying to find you on the dial, on the radio dial, and I can't find it. And she says, it's clearly you're a radio station, but I don't know where to find you.
Aww.
And I'm going, and this is not the first time. So you know what I realized is that, you know, we have like a listen live link, mm-hmm. and also like a little icon that says listen live. But I realize they may not understand that you need to click on there. So, no, but that's, you see, that's website usability. I mean, that's when you design a website, you need to lead people by the hand to where they need to go. So I realized
that. You need to just have a big fucking circle when you like go to LA Talk Radio and just push play.
Yeah.
Like a huge thing.
Exactly.
Like you have no choice but to click on that and it will automatically like start streaming live.
Yeah. Or the simpler thing is just to say click here for live radio.
I thought it did say that.
Or click here to listen live. No, I didn't put click here. Because you know, I mean, people by now should know when you are using a browser, okay, you're looking for places to click. You know, you run your mouse over things, you know, and you see if you can click it. So I don't understand it. But yeah, so I need to make it a little
simpler. But
then again,
these could be people that are like your parents that are, you know,
exactly.
Or maybe they just got a computer because they've been afraid of them their whole lives.
Right. You're right. Yeah. So,
so be patient.
We'll make it easier.
And maybe for Christmas, you should buy your parents a computer.
Well, I've wanted to buy them one for years.
Well,
they don't want it.
Don't give them a fucking option. Just buy it.
They're
and
not
going to
fucking use it.
Well, make them use it. Seriously.
You can't make them. Okay, you can't make them. I mean, these people are like totally blocked.
They're stubborn
Israelis, aren't they? I guess, yes. Yeah, how did you know?
Because my dad always used to tell me, he used to work with a lot of Israelis at his construction site. He's like, they're fucking impossible. They're such stubborn bastards. Oh, my God.
They are. Everybody's a leader there.
So I was actually kind of scared, but I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to be working with one too. Oh, no.
You don't think I'm stubborn, do you?
I think you're stuck in your ways sometimes.
You do think so.
Not really stubborn, yeah. But stuck in your ways. But it's
what
okay, I am too.
Mean? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you are too. I mean, you know, if I... If I told you don't go out for 3 days, you'd go crazy. You wouldn't be able to do it. So, you know, that's you, and you're going to do what you want to do.
I know.
It's the same thing. That's stubborn, too. That's being tenacious and being independent. You
well,
know?
Tell your parents they're being closed-minded about not...
I've told them that. They
coming
know.
Into this century.
They know. They know. And you know what? I think for old people, the internet is great because it allows them to really reach out,
mm-hmm.
you know, to people because, you know, older people stay home more and stuff like that, you know, they don't go out as much. So this connects you with the world, you know, so that's why I don't understand why they don't have that desire, you know. So instead, they're in front of the TV all day.
My grandparents, they're online and they actually sent me like one of two things for forwards. I mean, they're either something like God or Jesus loves you or God is good or some kind of forward related to this. And it's like, if you don't forward this to 10 of your friends,
oh my God.
Jesus will hate you.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say that, but...
Yeah. They used to have actual letters like that, chain letters.
Fucking chain letters.
Yeah.
I still get them every day.
Are you
to
serious?
To some extent, yes.
What, by mail?
No, by internet.
Oh, by internet, yeah. But they used to do this by mail.
I know, I used to do that by snail mail when I was a little girl.
Did you?
Yeah. But then the other things that I'll get from my grandparents will be like really, really dirty forwards because my grandpa's an OBGYN.
Yeah.
And my grandma's, you know, married to a gynecologist. So they just have their minds are in the gutter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, a funny story. Back when I got my tattoo that I have on my back, my grandma's sister, my aunt baby, was visiting. And so my family freaked out when they saw the tattoo. They're like, oh my God, Susie. Oh, you're white trash. Oh, where did you come from? Oh, no. Wow. And I'm like, all right, get over it, guys. But so my aunt baby said, Susie, she's very, very short and she's very, very overweight.
Mm.
And so she said, Susie, come here. I have a tattoo too. And I'm like, really? My 80-year-old aunt has a tattoo? Sweet.
Are
and
you
so
serious?
She brings me and my girlfriend Anna into the dining room. And so she lifts up her shirt and then she lifts up, like, she literally picks up her first roll of fat. Okay. And so now she's holding her first roll of fat. And then she's like, it's in here somewhere. Hold on a minute.
Oh my
and
God.
So then she lifts up her second roll of fat and she's holding that too. And
oh,
so now
wow.
we're getting kind of close to the nether regions down here.
Yeah.
And she's like, I swear. And I was like, Aunt Baby, what'd you get a tattoo of? And she's like, hold on a minute. She's like, it's a little mouse. I'm like, you got a tattoo of a mouse? Like down there? I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, why? All of a sudden we get to her underwear and she's like, sorry girls, you know, I got this tattoo so long ago. And she pulls down her underwear and we're both leaning in closer and closer and closer.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden she drops all three rolls of fat. She's like, ah, shit. I was like, what? My pussy must have eaten it. I'm like, oh, Jesus,
are
Aunt
you
Baby.
Serious?
Like, all of that. Anna and I have our, like, noses, like, and my Aunt Baby's, like,
whoa,
stomach rolls looking for her mouse tattoo.
God.
So she was just kind of joking, but
wow,
that's the kind of sense of humor my family
You know,
has.
It's got to be so tough to carry so much fat around,
oh,
you know?
I know, I know.
How do they do that?
I was reading something the other day that said for every pound you lose, it takes, I don't know, something like 20 pounds of pressure off your knees or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that much. Wow. Like one little pound that you lose will help that much.
Yeah, and just think how inconvenient it is. They don't fit into chairs, you know, on airplanes and the movies. You know, sometimes I bet you they're afraid they'll break the toilet, you know? I mean, I'm just wondering how they sit on the toilet with that kind of weight. I would think it would break.
I broke a sink once.
What, did you sit on it?
Yes.
To pee?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Susie.
Someone was peeing in the toilet. We were both at the bar. We were both really drunk. We both really had to pee, and she got to the toilet first, so I went in the sink. And then the water started spraying everywhere, and then the bar started flooding. It wasn't really a good scene.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not fat.
No?
You think I'm fat?
No.
Oh, my God. Don't make me come over there.
I'm kidding. Are you kidding me? You're far from fat. I mean, that's not the top 10 things I would say about you if I saw you walking on the street.
Well, it's like...
I just said that because it seemed like a silly question when you asked
it. Oh, okay.
It.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, I'm officially...
But you know that with that question, you never can win with a woman, you know, because I think we brought it up once. That,
yes.
You know, yeah, if she asks you if you're fat, if you say yes, she'll kill you. If you say no, it's like, oh, you're not telling me the truth, you know, so you can't win.
I know. Well, yeah. Speaking of fat, I need to lose like 5 to 8 pounds by next Wednesday.
Why is that?
Because since you told me yesterday that you're taking off for the week, I decided to take off as well.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I was looking at flights yesterday, and I found one that works with my schedule to go back to Boston at Marblehead.
Wow.
So I'm going to take
I'm
going to leave bio class early next Wednesday and hop on a red-eye, get into Boston like Thursday morning at like 7 in the morning, and then have 3 days down there, which will be really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know.
I bet you miss it. They're all going to start talking to you about your radio show. Be careful who you talk to there, because some of them may be mad. You know?
Trust me, I know. There's one person in particular that I mentioned, and I don't know. I had sent him a text before, like being like, oh, check out the show. And then 2 days later, I made this kind of comment about him. Uh-huh. I'm not going to repeat the comment, but needless to say, I never got a text message back from him.
Oh, wow.
So
someone's angry with you.
Someone's angry. But I'm excited because my chihuahua's back there, my little Taco Bella.
Oh,
she's
cool.
With the dog sitters, and she's been there. I haven't seen her in, like, I don't know, over a year.
Why don't you bring her out here?
Because she's not really my dog anymore.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Chihuahuas, they become very attached to you.
Attached.
And while she was very attached to me at the time, I was so busy. I was in school full-time and working full-time, and I had just acquired this dog. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really have that much time for it. And then this woman that lived in the neighborhood saw me walking the dog one morning, and she said, oh, my God, Susie. She said, I didn't know you had a chihuahua. And I was like, yeah, I just kind of got the thing. And she said, can I pay you to let my like, two daughters walk the dog every day after school? I was like, pay me? Are you kidding me? I'm like, you're saving my fucking life. Thank you, lady. I was like, I should be paying you. And she said, my daughters have wanted a chihuahua, but I can't afford one, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it'll help keep them off drugs, because they were starting to smoke pot and things like that.
Oh, wow.
And so all of a sudden, the girls, like, adopted my dog, and, you know, we kind of had joint custody over this little creature. And, like, Bella would have sleepovers with them, and I don't know. But so anyway, the dog has been with them for over a year now, and
yeah, you don't want to take.
I don't want to disturb the dynamic, but yeah. I definitely want to go back and be the crazy aunt.
Yeah, you should get another one if you like chihuahuas. If you like dogs,
well, again, Sam, it's the time, and it's
true. Dogs need a lot of care, a lot of time.
And at this point in my life, you know what I mean. Getting a dog is a commitment.
Yeah,
that's
it
a
really
huge
is.
Commitment.
It really is.
Do you think I'm ready to make that kind of commitment right now?
No, I don't. I would never make that commitment. I mean, you can't go anywhere. You know, at least a baby you can take with you. You know? But
good
a dog,
point.
You can't take it with you. So you have to find arrangements and all that shit. You know?
And that's like, that was something that I had no problem doing in Massachusetts. When I was in Massachusetts, you know, I was telling you this before, all my customers at the bar, they were all like, oh, you need your taxes done? I'll help you out. Oh, you need a lawyer? No problem. Here are my services for free. And everyone, oh, you need your dog taken care of? You know, everyone just kind of, like, came together to help people all the time. In California, it's like, really? You want me to take care of your dog? All right, I charge $15 an hour for this walk, for that walk. Bah,
yeah,
bah, 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 bah.
Can you imagine?
No one will do anything, like, just to help you out and be a good person out here, I found.
No.
So.
Well, people don't have time for that. Would you?
Absolutely. Really? I do it all the time.
Yeah? Do things for people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like at the house up in Malibu where I was taking care of the kitties for that week.
Yeah.
You know, it cost me like a lot more money to drive up there every day.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, but you got to enjoy the house and stuff,
I got to
right?
enjoy the house and yeah. I got to enjoy the kitties, but... You know what I mean? It was still a big inconvenience for me to go up there every day.
You see, you are like super nice. You know, people are not like that in LA. I've told you that many times.
Yes.
You know? So yeah, so that's what happens, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do? We're gonna take a little break and maybe we'll do some news when we get back. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
Era, this is the great Senator Ted Kennedy. I am a big fan of Sam and Susie in the Morning here on LA Talk Radio. There is nothing more than I like Jews and nymphomaniacs. And put that pair together, and that is something I will listen to on my internet radio all day long. Here they are, Sam and the horny little slut, Susie. Era.
It's Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA Talk Radio.
Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
It's intoxicating, if you know what I mean. No hesitating, slip away unseen. The sound surrounding, let it flow. I've got a green light, hey baby, I'm good to go. There's the rub, that's the catch, the whole done deal, the whole shooting match. What can I say? What can I do? Wear a different hat or pull a disappearing act on you. I don't need your anger. I don't need your pain. No. Sound surrounding, let it flow. I've got a green light, hey baby, I'm good to go. I don't need your pain. I don't need your answer. So I'm not listening. I don't need it. I said I don't need it.
I'm good to go. Hi, I'm Sarah Palin. You love my Kawasaki glasses and my saucy updo hairstyle. Now you can smell like me too. Hockey Mom, a fresh, wild fragrance that comes out of nowhere and takes the nation by storm.
Hockey Mom.
Made from moose hormones, it's sure to drive your political base wild.
Hockey Mom.
Hockey Mom, as unnatural as lipstick on a pit bull, yet as alluring as a field-dressed caribou. It's the fragrance just for you.
Hockey Mom.
Hockey Mom, it's the perfect running mate for the woman who does it all.
Hockey Mom.
Available at Walmart.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
That's so bad, Hockey Mom.
Yeah. She's really captured the country's imagination, though, huh?
You know, I was reading an article about her in my Newsweek the other day, and, you know, I'm kind of liking her.
Yeah. Well, she's very likable. I mean, it was definitely a good move on his part.
Absolutely.
You know,
but that five kids thing, I don't know.
Is that how many she has?
Five.
Really?
The youngest one, I think, is like 4 months old and has Down syndrome.
I know. I was reading Time magazine yesterday, and they show her in a picture during a meeting or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a government meeting.
Nursing.
And she's holding her baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
so
what
crazy.
The hell is that?
I don't know.
You know?
But apparently, I don't know. I just kind of liked the fact in the article it was saying as soon as she got the job or, you know, in Alaska, she sold the private jet because, you know, she thought it was a waste of fuel and that she can get to other places in a different manner.
Right.
You know, she fired her personal chef. You know, that she, and so, I don't know. It just seemed like a real, like, down to earth person.
Yeah. Well, that's the way they're trying to portray her, you know, just like a soccer mom, you know.
Hockey mom.
Or a hockey mom.
Hockey mom.
Or a MILF. She's definitely a MILF.
I know. She's got that naughty little thing going on with the glasses.
She really does. What is it with the glasses? Why is everybody so fixated on that?
I think it just depends on who wears them.
Yeah.
I have my fake glasses that I wear sometimes, but I only...
You think they're fake?
No.
Hers?
No.
Hers
are not. But I have glasses that I only wear them when I want to portray myself in a certain way.
Right. And you did the other day.
I did the other day, exactly. Put it on with a certain outfit and, I don't know, you sit in the front row and you cross your legs with your little short skirt and you put the glasses, you take them off your face and you're like, excuse me, professor?
Oh,
I've got a question. It says right here. And then you like put one of the pieces of, one of the ear things in your mouth.
Yeah. You're so fucking trained to weasel your way into things. Wow.
Whatever works, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. I guess you would learn it early, right? In life. When you realize I have something people want.
You know, I was trained from an early age to do that with the commercials, so.
Yeah.
Yes. I was actually on the cover of Newsweek. Did you know that?
You told me that, and I didn't understand. You need to elaborate on this.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Magazine, my face cover.
How did you end up on fucking magazine cover?
I don't know. It was just a job that I auditioned for, and I got the job.
Okay. So what? It was just like a...
It was an article about students and testing, I don't know, like SATs and things like that.
Okay. So you weren't portrayed as yourself. You were just
I was portraying just portraying the face of like American teenagers.
Right. Do you still have that?
I actually don't have a copy of it,
no?
Believe it or not. My family has it all framed up around the house and things like that.
Oh, nice. How old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not too long ago.
Nope. I was wearing my Dykes bike, holding a pencil, looking pensive.
Cool.
It's actually kind of funny because during that shoot, I'd been a little bit hungover and I'd been seeing a guy and... The photographer, so I showed up for the shoot really hungover and kind of miserable, and the photographer was trying to get me to make this certain face.
Uh-huh.
And I was having a hard time, like, figuring out what kind of face he wanted, because it wasn't a smile, but it wasn't a frown, but it wasn't, I don't know, like a closed mouth smile. He just wanted this kind of, like, smirk, but I couldn't quite get it right. And so all of a sudden, he started asking me, he's like, does your boyfriend have a big cock? Blah, blah, blah. And he started asking me all these
really?
Questions. And I'm trying not to smile so hard.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm kind of making this face, and my eyes are just kind of huge,
uh-huh.
With my lips like kind of like pursed together, like almost cracking into a smile.
Uh-huh.
And like that's the picture they used on the cover of Newsweek.
Really?
Was the face I made when the photographer said, does your boyfriend have a big cock? Was he fucking you last night? And I'm just like, oh. What?
Yeah.
I'm like, thank
God. No, there's
a
story for Newsweek.
I know, right? Whatever it takes to get the shot.
There you go, you know.
Photographers are good like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was your 15 minutes of fame? Hopefully it'll be here.
Oh,
And it'll be a lot longer than 15
minutes. Things like that that you get so much publicity from are actually kind of annoying, because I'm getting phone calls from people that I haven't seen since kindergarten. They're like, oh my God, I was walking down the street and I saw you on the cover of Newsweek. Oh my God, really, is that you? And I'm like, yes, that's me. Shut up. And then everyone's
no big
just,
deal for you.
It's no big deal. It was just like another, you know, a job that took 20 minutes and, you know, didn't actually pay that well either.
No, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Lots of other gigs pay better.
Yeah. So what is it? Do you think the photographer gets hired by the magazine to take a picture like this? Or do the photographers just take pictures of different things and then they sell it to the...
No, the photographers are hired like on an individual basis.
So that one was like a commissioned picture for the magazine.
Yes.
It's not like he took it individually and then sold it to them.
Yes. No. They did that specifically for the article.
Yeah.
So
interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? I mean, this is like a couple days old, but Lindsay Lohan rejected an offer for $700,000 to be in Playboy. Now, why is that news?
I mean, you hate to see Lindsay do anything scandalous.
And she rejected it, or turned it down. And my question is, why does Lindsay Lohan need $700,000? She doesn't need it.
She actually does need it.
If they try to entice her with $7 million, maybe she'll consider it. But to put her career on the line like this, although her career, I don't think it would do anything to her career, because these days people don't really care anymore.
I know.
And Playboy is sort of like a cool thing to do. So, if they want to try and get her, I mean, I don't even think she'd do like a friggin' commercial for $700,000.
Apparently her finances have been a little bit in shambles lately.
Oh, really?
And that she's spent way too much money, and I think she's kind of going for broke right now.
Wow.
Which is why everyone's saying, you know, she's been shacking up with her lesbian girlfriend, and her girlfriend's just been taking care of her, completely financially.
Really? You think it's that bad?
I think it is pretty bad, which is why, you know, they're kind of lowballing her with the $700,000.
I guess.
They're like, she's desperate. She'll take it all off right now, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's been women that were offered $1 million, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I remember there was a few.
That actually brings up an interesting point. It says right here, okay, John McCain had potential vice presidential picks fill out a questionnaire asking such things as if they had ever paid for sex, downloaded pornography, or cheated on their spouse. Now, my question is, what is wrong with downloading pornography? Why is that so...
Wait a minute, though. Are we like in another topic
now? It's the same topic.
Oh, okay.
You know, Playboy is pornography.
Right.
You know, and they're saying that... I don't know. They don't want the vice presidential picks to have ever downloaded pornography. I don't understand what's so wrong with that.
Yeah. Because we're prude. It's a very prude country.
But there's nothing wrong with looking at some porno every now and then.
Of course not.
I don't know. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, but you know what? You gotta admit it's become a lot more mainstream than it used to be. You know, I mean, now people talk about it. People admit, hey, I watch porn, or I look at porn on the internet. You know, whereas people would never admit it before. You know? You have it everywhere. You know, it's... easily available and stuff. And, you know, I mean, yeah, you can go to like Fry's or something, electronics, and they have like adult DVDs there and stuff. You know, they're covered, but, you know, so it's become mainstream, you know?
I know.
And that's
and
why.
It should be mainstream.
Yeah. But all these elected officials have to say what people expect them to say. So that's what they say.
Everyone's looked at porn.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
I think. No, not everybody's as horny as you, Susie.
Well, I don't even look at it that much anymore. I don't know. I kind of had like a time and a place.
Yeah.
I went through a big phase. And now I'm just, my computer kind of shit the bed, and I had all my porn actually taken off my hard drive because it was overtaking the hard drive.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more where that came from.
I know. Actually, you know, I need to stock up when I go back to Boston. My friend who fills up my computer usually is back in Boston. So maybe that'll be the purpose of my visit.
There you go. There must be something there. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to going away. I'm going to the NAB convention.
That's in Texas?
Yes, in Austin. That's the National Association of Broadcasters.
That's so cool.
And it is, because who knows what who I'm going to rub elbows with there.
I know.
Because everybody who is anybody is going to be there. And they have all kinds of conferences and sessions and stuff like that. So it should really be cool. You know, I'll be coming back with a lot of new information and new things, and I really think it's worth it.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So
you're going by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm finding out some people would have gone with me, but it's kind of late for them.
I would have gone with you if I had known.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to Boston.
But, no, you can still come. I mean, but it costs a pretty penny to go there.
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. It's like $700 just to get in.
$700 for the ticket to get in?
No, several.
Oh, several. Yeah. Okay.
In fact, it is around $700, but I got it through a different place and it was $500, which is still a lot.
Wow.
And then the flight and the hotel and everything. Yeah, it's like, you know, came up to like $1,500 or something.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
I do the Safari Club International every year. Actually, I didn't do it last year, but in Reno. Mm-hmm. And it's the same kind of thing. It's like all these hunters gather from all over the world, and you have to pay $500 or something like that, like ridiculous fee to get in.
Yeah, it is really ridiculous.
But a lot of it, I don't know, like it's something like that. Is this going to be like a convention style?
Yes, it's a convention. There's actually two of them. It's the NAB and then Radio and Records Magazine. And so there's going to be two shows in the same place. And they have like sessions where they talk about specific things like new media and things like this. Then I'm sure they have like booths of who knows what. But
that's what I was going to ask. Like, what kind of booths are they going to have?
Yeah, well, you know.
It's like, this is a microphone.
Yeah.
Like, what else do they have?
No, really. But I think they'd have like content and stuff like show prep. Companies, they'll probably have like CBS Radio, AOL Radio, you know, all these big ones there, because you know they want to meet. It's like all the executives meet, you know, and things like that. So it should be pretty interesting. I mean, obviously, I don't know much about it now, but I will when I get back, you know, so we can talk about it and stuff. But I'm really encouraged that we're definitely on the right path. I mean, Susie, you know, and I put on the front page of our website now. We're freaking number 4. The talk radio on Google. I can't get over it.
I know you've heard it
a million fucking times. But, I mean, it's like a big fucking deal. You know? I mean, just think about it. It's, you know, some people pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars to get to the first page of Google.
Do they really?
On good search terms. Yes.
No way.
Yeah. And it's not like they pay Google. I mean, they have to pay professionals to optimize their pages and get links to their sites and all this. And it takes months, if not years. It really does.
Wow.
You know, and here I did no optimization at all whatsoever. I haven't had time. And bam, we're falling right there on the first page ahead of everybody. So, yeah, so that's why I'm really excited, you know.
What?
So I'm going to keep bringing it up every day.
Until we get up to number one.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, even the number one and two are not radio stations.
What are they?
Yeah, one is Wikipedia. And the other one is like another like something about talk radio. It's not really a station or anything. So, yeah, I mean, there's only like – and sometimes it moves. So we go to like 6th or 7th place or something and go back and forth. So, but there's like KFI radio and all that right around us there.
Wow.
WABC radio, which is big. That's New York. And, yeah, we're up there, man.
Pretty cool.
LA Talk Radio. And so what else is going on there? You marked up some things?
Yeah, just a couple little things. Let's see. Britney Spears' mom, Lynn, has a new book coming out.
Whoa, sorry about that.
Was there somebody there?
No,
I don't know. Just shadows. Because it's overcast right now. Okay, so Britney Spears' mom, Lynn, has a new book coming out. Originally, it was supposed to be about parenting.
Oh, yeah.
But then her kids went into a meltdown, and that book no longer seemed really like a potential bestseller. So mom has apparently decided to sell her kids out and go the tell-all route.
Wow.
That's so awful.
What a bitch.
I know. So according to In Touch Weekly, Lynn Spears said she never had any intention of profiting off her girls. That having been said, she'll dish on how Britney started drinking alcohol at 13, lost her virginity at 14, and was caught doing cocaine on a private jet at age 16.
Yeah, and what does that say about the parenting?
Exactly. You know? That's why she's not doing a parenting book.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, even in this book, she comes across as a stupid bitch. You know, I mean, when you raise your kids in a decent way, they don't do these things.
Well.
They don't, you know?
Well.
Okay.
So I don't know, Sam. Some kids, no matter, you know what? My parents raised me, and, you know, I came from a good Catholic family, and, you know, they're very moral, and, like, they always wanted us to be volunteering and, like, going to church and, you know, helping out here and there. And I was raised, and I know how to do all the right things, but that still doesn't mean as soon as my parents turn their back, and they can't watch you all the time.
No, that's true. That's true. But so it's a young age, you know, like 13.
I was doing...
How does somebody drink at 13 and the parents don't know? They obviously knew and they let it go on.
Not necessarily.
Why?
Because kids can sneak out. At one point...
You think you wouldn't smell the alcohol on your kids?
It doesn't...
Their behavior when they get home?
Okay, so at one point, I think I was 15 years old and... basically, I had a huge party at my father's farm that he had. He was on a business trip somewhere, and so I was supposed to be at my mom's house. You know, I ended up lying to my mom, saying I was spending the night at my girlfriend's house, yada, yada, yada. Had this huge, huge, huge party at this farm, to the point of having like 200 cars like on the first couple acres parked. You know, it was really organized. Mm-hmm. But so all of a sudden, you know, the party got completely out of control, and the fences got burned down that were around the pool. People made a bonfire out of them. And my mom like found out I was lying and showed up as the guest of honor. Not really the guest of honor, but needless to say, she grounded me for the rest of the summer, which was like 2 months at this point. So all of a sudden, I knew she would go to bed every night at 10 o'clock. I would sneak out of the house at 10:30. I would walk down the street. I would have friends pick me up down the street. I would go to a pool party. You know, I would get completely stoned, be skinny dipping, you know, making out with boys, like doing whatever, getting completely drunk, and then getting dropped back off at the house by 5:30 in the morning because she woke up at 6. And I would be in bed, you know, and I would sleep in until 2 o'clock in the afternoon just pretending I'm a miserable teenager and that's what I want to do is sleep all day. Really? And she never knew.
Wow.
You know, here she is thinking I'm being a good little grounded girl and not doing anything bad.
That's true.
So, I mean, kids find all kinds of ways to get around these things.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I just feel badly. Yes, Lynn Spears is kind of being a bit of a bitch by... you know, profiting off this. But I don't know. I just feel badly.
To expose your kids.
To expose your kids. You know. Which is why I think kids should expose themselves first. Like my girlfriend Morgan in Canada is writing my book. You know, she's already like started it. She called me today. She's like, we've got to continue. We've got to move along with the book, Susie. Like, what's the next chapter? And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I have you doing
this shit. Now we're writing in the radio years.
I know. But it's like, you know, I might as well expose myself and tell everything and get all of my skeletons out of the fucking closet. Yeah. That way no one will ever be able to, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to have anything to hold against me.
Exactly.
Or to use. Yeah. I don't know. I think you should expose yourself first.
Yeah, well, you already are every day.
On multiple levels.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Don't you agree with that?
I suppose in a way. I don't know. But I can't see anything positive about a mother outing your kids in this way, whatever it is that they have.
I know.
You know?
It is pretty sad.
It's bullshit.
Pretty sad.
So does she write about, so I guess about all the kids, right?
I don't know. I guess people
have
more interest.
The young one that's pregnant and all that?
I think she had the baby.
Oh, she did?
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure she did.
Really?
I think I saw a picture of her in like one of the trashy magazines at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I love those magazines. Oh, they're
sure.
So awesome.
Yeah. I know. That's why, yeah. They're written for women because women will buy them. My wife, the same thing.
I won't buy them, though.
Us Weekly and In Touch and all that bullshit.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. But no, but they're good for the radio station. I used to get, like, when we had the previous show, I would get, like, National Enquirer and shit. And man, there's a lot of interesting shit there. And sometimes they do find out before anybody else, you know? I mean, this whole thing with John Edwards, National Enquirer was the first one to report
it. They knew
it
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Which is exactly my whole point. You know what I mean? Get your skeletons out of the closet. Admit you're having the affair from day one. I guess that doesn't really work all the time. But
no, it doesn't.
Yeah. Whatever.
Not if you want to keep a political career and a family life. No. It doesn't work that way.
Did you hear about Ashley Simpson and her husband, Pete Wentz? They're having twins.
Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson. Jessica Simpson's sister?
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay. I'm like thinking of the...
You're staring at me.
No, because I'm thinking of Britney Spears' sister, because she's Jamie pregnant
Lynn.
Too, right?
No, she had the baby. We just
okay,
talked about
okay, but
that.
She was pregnant.
Yeah.
So we have two sisters... that are pregnant and they are very young.
Yes.
Not
well,
each other's sisters, but
I think
famous
Ashley
sisters.
Is like 23.
Ashley Simpson is 23?
Yeah.
There's no way.
I think so.
I thought she's under 20.
No, no, no.
Really?
Yep.
And she's grown, I guess.
She's definitely grown.
Wow, so
quite
how old is Britney?
Britney is 20, I would say 26.
Really?
I would say she's my age.
Mm.
Pretty sure.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, Ashley Simpson's having twins. I think she's really cute.
Yeah, she is pretty cute.
she's just kind of got that, I don't know. I think she's doing, like, so much better than her sister Jessica, and people just take her a little bit more seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could take them too, too seriously, but...
I know. What is it with Jessica Simpson? I guess she's in a relationship with...
Tony Romo.
Romo or something?
I don't know. That's kind of... that's been on the rocks, and, like, they... I think they're done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I heard, I thought. Yeah.
He broke her heart.
Oh.
So now she's going into country. Actually, this is perfect.
How does somebody dump Jessica Simpson for crying
easily.
Out loud?
Easily. She's dumb as a box of...
So it doesn't matter.
Have you seen any of the movies she's been in, ever?
But she sings well.
You know? I don't even think she sings well.
She does.
No.
I'll play you a song of hers once, and you'll see. She sings very well.
I want to hear her sing in person. I don't think that's her that's really singing.
Oh, come on.
I heard her sing live once, and it was awful.
Well, many people can't sing live worth a shit, you know?
Well, anyone can sing in a recording studio and have it cut and edited and have someone, like, harmonizing in the background. Then you sound brilliant.
That's true. That's why I'm saying, yeah, I don't really like live performances at all because it's shitty. It's shitty quality. You know, they can't sing worth a shit. And like you said, they sit in the studio for months until they get it perfect, you know?
Yeah.
So you're right. You're right. But most people... if you had them, like, sing at karaoke or something, they're going to sound just like normal people.
Not me. I sound fucking fantastic.
Well, but
we got to go to karaoke.
A pro, I'm sure. You know? Yeah, we do, huh?
But anyway, I was saying about Jessica Simpson. So all of a sudden, she gets dumped by this guy, Tony Romo or whatever his name is.
I don't think it's Tony. You're thinking of Tony Roma's.
No, I think it is. I have something on here that says that.
Yeah.
But so anyway, now Jessica Simpson has gone into country music, which just makes sense because she's had so many fucking heartaches. So now she's going to be able to sing these songs being like, oh, my dog was hit by a car. And, oh, you know, just miserable. My boyfriend broke my heart. So it's just perfect that she's going to be going into the country now.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And, okay, well, our guests are in the studio right on time for a change. We've been having a lot of people flaking or being real late. It was a shame that Kelly came in late.
I know. She was really cute. I've been listening to her music.
Yeah, she
I
is.
Loved her music.
She's really cool. So she's going to have a show also, probably on Sunday nights.
That'll be great.
So that'll be cool. Anyway, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're locked in to LA Talk Radio. The home of irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk. We say what we want.
I'm in.
Back. And we have a guest in the studio, and we'll bring up your mic. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I got the wrong mic. That's why we can't hear you.
Let's
you
try
go.
It again. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Oh, there. I sound better.
Yeah. Okay. But there's a noise again. There we go. Susie, fix it a little bit more there.
All right. Oh, I didn't do it.
Yeah. Sorry about this. This is your daily... yeah, I need to change that. I don't know what's wrong with that.
But really,
at any rate, yeah. Our equipment is not as shabby as it looks. Anyway, so go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Brett Julie. I'm an inventor and a musician and just a generally creative guy.
Really?
Wow.
Are you from L.A. or did you move here?
Moved here. Grew up near San Francisco. Spent... 8 years in the city of San Francisco writing screenplays and moved to Los Angeles to get into screenwriting. And when I got here, I decided I really didn't like the screenwriting business. So I've just been tootling around since then. Got into computer programming, which I'd done in high school, and got back into it, found that was pretty lucrative. And then about a year and a half ago, quit my job to launch a website, which isn't the website that I wanted to talk about today, although I'll probably talk about that one too. But yeah, and I've just been doing the entrepreneur thing
cool.
Ever since.
Pretty different from doing scripts.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
from
yeah.
computer programming. Or congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, so. Robert Rodriguez, the director Robert Rodriguez, said that creativity is just a skill and it doesn't really matter how it manifests. So people might manifest it as writing music, or they could that same person could also manifest it as writing a script, or poetry, or filmmaking, or dance,
right.
anything. And it's just the creative ability is really the crux of all of those.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what he said. I don't know if it's true, but I just seem to...
No, it's absolutely
you know,
true.
...express myself in a lot of different ways.
Very yeah. nice.
So, that's yeah. cool, yeah. So so you've been living in L.A. all this time, right?
Yes.
Okay, and
about
what,
10 years now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Oh, I love it here. Love it here. It's funny, yeah. when I moved here from San Francisco, first of all, when I was in San Francisco, right before I was going to move here, there was a campaign up there that was comparing San Francisco and the Northern California with Southern California and saying how much better Northern California was. It
yes.
was on television.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, but I think that's pretty much a given, you know? I mean, because Northern California is like... I don't know. It's kind of classier, I think. You know, I
you
don't
think?
Know. Yeah, I do.
Well, you've
I
lived know. Here 32 years, right?
32? How the hell do you know?
I read your bio.
Oh, wow. My God.
I did a little research.
We've got a stalker in the studio.
No, no, no.
I know. We better take down all the personal information. I'm not sure I'm ready for this exposure yet.
We're so, just kidding. We like to have a good time with our guests. And,
of course. Yeah. Of course.
So so that's cool. And then you decided to get into the web business, into internet.
Yeah.
And so what kind of a website did you launch?
Well, the first website I launched, being a creative guy, and I'd been in bands, and I'd been a rapper briefly.
Really?
You don't look like a rapper.
I really didn't then either. it was fun. It was just like... sort of a DJ Jazzy Jeff kind of thing. It was
cool.
Real perky and goofy, but really raunchy
mm-hmm.
lyrics. But anyway, that's all in my past now. But as a former performer, well, that sounded odd.
Former performer.
I knew how hard it was, or not how hard it was, but how I was always inviting people to be to come to shows that I was going to be doing
right.
with my band or with you know the rap friend that I had little gigs with.
Right.
And so I wanted to make my first website, comeseemyshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pitch that real precisely.
Yeah.
Is an online calendar for live events. Like mm-hmm. if you have a music show or art show, stand-up comedy, anything like that, people can. It's a calendar, and for the most part, it's free. Actually, it's entirely free. If you want your ad to stand out, you can pay $5, and it stands out from the rest of the ads on that day.
Right.
But yeah, so that's the first website that I launched.
That's great, actually. That's
yeah.
really neat.
Yeah.
Is that still up and running and everything?
Yes. Funny you should ask that. This morning, I got an email from my web host that said, hey, your domain name just expired.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what? So I checked it, and it's still up right now. Yeah. Anybody listening, you can keep listening to us and open another window and go check that out.
They haven't grabbed it yet, huh?
But no, name. They haven't grabbed it. They said I had, actually, fortunately, until September 23rd
right.
to get my name back.
Yeah, they give you like a grace period or something.
Which,
yeah.
boy, am I glad about that because I didn't want it. Yeah, they didn't give me any notice ahead of time saying, hey, your name's going to expire.
Got to stay on top of it, I know.
I know. I expect them to tell me, but.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's people out there just waiting to grab names, you know?
Yeah.
And they have computer programs that do that, you know, as soon as a name gets freed up, bam, they take it.
Right, and so I'm sure you both have seen, you know, all the crappy websites out there. You go to some website, and it's just sort of a holding site.
Yes,
that links to
there's
other
nothing
sites
to it.
And, yeah.
But they got the domains. They want
right.
to sell the domains.
And I guess it's legal. It seems kind of sleazy, but...
Yeah, well, if it infringes on the trademark, then you can't have it. But but it's legal, of course. I mean, well, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there's
well, it's
to
cyber
it.
Squatting.
It's
I think
just
is
not
what it's
nice.
Called. There you go. Well put.
It's mean.
No, there's a good business reason not to do that. Make it illegal.
What can I say? It's I had to oversimplify it.
Yeah.
I like your attitude.
Thank you.
So why did you decide to give that up? Or do you you still have it?
No, that's still it's self-sustaining. It's right. it's running itself right now. It's funny. I actually the original business model made a lot of sense because people put their shows up,
right.
and that's easy to do that. But the second part that would make it spread itself virally
mm-hmm.
is having people when they send an invitation to a friend,
right.
then that friend finds out, or a group of friends, those friends all find out about the website,
mm.
and then maybe one of them has a show and they advertise it, and they advertise it to they send an email to some more friends,
right.
and then that brings those people to the website. I didn't program that part of the website very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually hard to invite your friends
from
comeseemyshow.com. You have to open your own email program and send them a link. So the next step in that is to make that difficult not to invite your friends.
Right.
And then it's going to start spreading really wildly. But right now it's self-sustaining, and I'm proud of that because it was the first web business that I launched.
Yeah, that's cool. Listen, I'm going to have you go to the other mic because there's noise in the background that's really bugging me.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so let me turn this down here. And
Sam doesn't like any kind of like extraneous noise in the studio.
No noises.
He's really kind of funny about that. He gets super.
Yeah. No noises.
Just like this.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You can keep it right at that level.
Oh, it's pointing at me.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay?
Don't point that thing at me.
Let's see. See, now this is better. This is better. I'm going to have to fix that other one. I don't know what happened.
Well, get on it. What are you doing all this time?
I know. Shut up.
This is why I sit on the other side of the table, so he can't kick me.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Now we got it all going. So so then you decide to get into something else. What happened?
Yes. I sound so much better here. Yeah.
Yes,
I can hear
you
myself.
Do.
Yeah.
Wow.
That mic has to go.
I have a fantastic voice.
Yes.
All right. Oh, what was the question?
The question was, you decided to move on to something else.
Right. In April, I think it was, I read an article on the website was called, what was that website called? Bigwordproject.com. And these two guys from Ireland are just selling words.
What?
You can define, they say you can redefine a word. You basically buy a word for $1 per letter. So if you have a five-letter word, it's $5.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to link it to your website.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's pretty good, but why don't, I would love to be able to buy a phrase,
mm-hmm.
This
sounds like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Well, that's an option too. But I'd like to be able to buy a phrase. I'd like to have more than one definition for this. And I realized pretty quickly that I was sort of designing a new kind of search engine where you basically buy it for a year.
Right.
Was my thought. Mm. So I wrote top5pages.com, which is my search engine that lets you pick the rank that you want for your website.
Right.
And, I mean, anybody who's with a small business who has their own website, a web business, if they're trying to get it on Google, first of all, you have to be on the first page in order for anybody to really find your website.
Right.
And the way that you can do that is by getting basically paying $100 or more a month for a search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. Except for us. We didn't have to. We're number four on talk radio after 3 months.
Is that right?
Without SEO.
We were just having this conversation before you walked in the studio.
I should have been listening, but I was in my car.
I know. That's why it's really funny that you just brought all this
up.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow,
see,
well,
and that's the thing. I mean, somebody... And I was telling her, people will pay hundreds and thousands of dollars
yes.
to get that kind of a placement.
Yeah.
You know? So you're absolutely right. Okay, so go on. Go
yeah,
back
so I'm doing it... I figure anybody can add $5 to their marketing budget for the year and go on top5pages.com and list your site. And well, that's for the number one spot. For if you want the number one spot for talk radio, it's
right.
$5 a year. If you want the number five spot, it's $1 a year.
Right.
Which is really, 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 really cheap.
Really, really,
well,
really
obviously.
Cheap.
Obviously.
So, and I wanted to make it, I mean, sort of like the Big Word Project where they made it fun because it's so cheap. You know, can I spend $3 or can I spend, you know, splurge and spend $4 to get this word?
Yeah.
I wanted to make them ridiculously cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the website.
So on your search engine,
yeah.
People or companies own words in your search engine.
Well, it's a word or a search or a phrase.
Right.
Just
or
like a
phrase.
Regular, yeah, just like
right.
Google
but,
or
but
whatever.
But you're the only one that gets it, right? I mean, in other words, if I search for that term, there's only one that comes out, five.
There are five that come
five
out. That's why it's top5pages.com.
Right, right, okay.
And the reason I made it five is because no one really looks at the 10,000th website on Google.
Right.
They look
yeah.
at the top five.
Right, absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's cool,
idea,
yeah.
yeah.
So now all that remains is the hard part. Now you got to bring traffic to your site.
Exactly.
And you have to have a lot of friggin' traffic to that kind of a site.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah. I expect people to start telling friends and whatnot. It's not as viral as comeseemyshow.com where people naturally invite people to their shows. But I
right.
think, people with websites will tell other people with websites and email and all that. So
yeah,
yeah, and it's fun because I'm actually just starting with the marketing part of this. And part of it is, being on great shows like this and reaching
yeah.
more people and,
right.
and just sitting around talking. And,
yeah, that's cool.
So yeah.
So did you... how did you get all the programming done? I mean,
I'm a programmer.
You're a programmer.
remember,
so you did it all yourself.
I did it all myself. I actually learned a lot. I was at a big corporation for about 7 years, and they got bought out by someone else, and things started being a lot less fun, and that's when I quit my job and got into... I learned a lot of things while I was there. I wasn't specifically doing web programming, but I'm good at kind of making it up as I go and learning things as I need it. So,
Right.
So I did all the programming myself. And I had a lot of practice on comeseemyshow.com. Actually, that's right. I hired a buddy of mine to do some of the tricky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, I've seen what he did, and I learned it for myself. And
yeah.
Stole some of his stuff.
Yeah.
Borrowed it. He's probably listening. Borrowed it, Calvin. It's didn't steal it.
Yeah.
I give you credit.
I mean, obviously, this takes a lot of confidence in yourself and your idea to take on the big search engines, And but you're not trying to take them on. You're just doing something that...
Exactly. I'm not trying to, topple Google because that's ridiculous. But I think there's a real niche here for... A lot of people pronounce that niche.
Mm-hmm.
But a real niche here for... small businesses who just need more traffic to their websites and know that they're going to get it by being at the top of a search engine, and they can't afford, like you were talking about, $100 a month or more.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But who would go searching there?
Basically anybody who knows about it. And just like any new website or any new business, not a lot of people know about it now, and more people are finding out about it. Mm-hmm. And actually that makes it great for people who are listening to LA Talk Radio today because... Mm-hmm. There are a lot of open spots available, so it's a good time for them to get
right.
in.
But let me ask you this, though. I mean, it makes sense to the customer, but what about the visitor to the site? I mean, why would I go to your site rather than go to Google?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Well, that's the essence of your business. If you can't answer that question, you're in deep trouble.
Right. I think there are there are actually hundreds of search engines out there right now.
Right.
And I know people use all of them for different reasons.
Right.
One reason people might like going to top5pages.com is that it's basically small businesses.
Mm.
It's one example that I like to use is, you know, Betty's Bargain Bookstore can get the number one spot,
right.
and Amazon.com has to settle for number two.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Good for Betty.
Yeah. And ironically, there's a place called Betty's Bargain Books in, I think, Chicago, and it's like this huge chain.
So, oh, wow.
I didn't know that when I came up with a name, and then I did some research, like, oh, hey, yeah. already exists. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, so. You know, but going back to this, I mean, obviously, you know, you've put a lot behind this and all this, and the most important thing on the internet is traffic. In every business, what's important is the customers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, you can go on radio stations and stuff like this, but you're talking about you need tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to so you're giving yourself some time to build all the traffic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not not thinking this is going to happen this week.
Right.
Although it'd be nice.
Yeah.
But
it's good that you have a long-term vision to be able to see that this could become something.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Know? I mean, I obviously have listed some of my own sites mm-hmm. On top5pages.com.
Right.
Are you top you know? Five, like the number, or top five, F-I-V-E?
Both. I actually have both. Domain name, so you can type in either one, but it's usually top and then the number five and then pages.com, but okay. both of them work. Are you opening it up right now?
Yeah, I was going to go check it out.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, so that's amazing. Now, do you have people working for you yet? I mean, do you need people working for you
yet? Just me and my wife.
Oh, I
just
see.
Just me and my wife. I'm doing it all myself.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
It's fun. Keep, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that when you do something you love, it's fun.
Exactly.
It doesn't seem like work.
It doesn't seem like work at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like work at all. And especially doing interviews, I'm having so much fun doing interviews.
I'm sure.
Just
I'm
talking
sure.
to people. And
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So tell me some. I mean, how are you getting the traffic other than being on radio stations? What do you do online?
Well, one thing I was doing. God, did I do? Well, one thing. I can't remember if I'm doing this for Top 5 Pages, but I did it for ComeSeeMyShow.com. And this is a little trick that people might want to use. ComeSeeMyShow.com was for performers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Craigslist has an event calendar there.
Right.
And the great thing about the event calendar on Craigslist is that almost everybody has an email that you can reply to, and they expect to get emails from people that they've never heard of.
Mm.
So when I was getting ComeSeeMyShow.com going, I'd find people who said, yeah, I'll take offer emails for other products and services,
mm-hmm.
and I would email them and say, hey, your show sounds great. I'm sorry you're in New York and I'm in Los Angeles, but you ought to list it on ComeSeeMyShow.com so
right.
that you get more people at your show.
Yeah.
And it worked. It spread like crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'm buying the number one spot for my name right now.
That's cool. That's cool.
For my website.
Susie, I'm never going to see.
You're going to be the only one there anyway. Who else is going to buy the name?
There are a lot of other...
You'll take all the five spots.
No, there's fan sites for you. I'm sure. No, and I will never see your credit card information or any financial information because PayPal handles it all.
Okay, right. Excellent.
So you're completely safe.
Yeah.
That's good because I don't have that much money or my financial information anyway.
So this is cool. Now, you're also a musician, you said.
I am a musician.
And you brought us a CD.
Brought you a couple of CDs.
And
I see a piano on it.
Yeah,
yes.
You're a pianist?
It's called piano.
Yeah, I started piano lessons when I was 4. When I was around 15, I started composing. I was taking classical originally, and then I took jazz improv. Mm-hmm. In, I guess, high school. And just the improvisation, I learned about chord theory, and I learned how to just started composing my own things, got into that in high school a lot. And when I was in my 20s, I guess, I recorded this CD.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know that, Sam, you're a musician yourself.
I am too. Yes.
What kind of music do you
do? I got to stay away from this guy.
It's he a probably short
knows,
bio.
Probably knows my blood type,
you
man.
You packed a lot into your bio.
What was the question again?
What kind of music do you write?
I don't anymore.
Hebrew.
I used to when I was... Well, Shut up. Okay. No,
I'm sorry. I'm just
kidding. I used to write when I was very young. I haven't even picked up my guitar in years.
I'm about the same.
You know? Yeah.
A couple years now.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, I mean, you go through life and... and it takes a back seat, you know. But yeah. But I still love it, you know.
Right, and you might get back into it later on.
Absolutely.
And that's what I think. I've gotten out of it for a couple of years while I got into web businesses, and I'll get back into it because I know I can still do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you actually have a physical CD and everything, and that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
That's nice. So let's play a couple of the tracks. I'll just put this in and everything. But so when this album was published, what, 2007, last year?
Is that what it says?
Yeah, 2007.
It's been fluctuating. Copyright. I actually went to, it was two different recording sessions, about a year and a half apart, and they were in two different studios, two different pianos, so it sounds slightly different, and people really listen closely, they'll tell. But I think I put this CD together and got it on Amazon and CD Baby in 2007.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And, I mean, 18 songs, that's a lot of songs.
I know.
That's my life's work, basically.
Really?
It's like everything I composed that I loved, I put on there.
Wow. So which one do you like? Which ones should we go with first?
Track one is...
Chasing Butterflies?
Chasing Butterflies is beautiful. Yeah. Actually, A Note to Melody, track two.
Okay, let's try A Note to Melody.
Seems to be the most popular among people who listen to it. But I... Whoops, crash.
And you pronounce your last name Julie, is it?
Yes.
Julie.
It's actually French. It'd be Julie if you were in France, okay. But Julie is...
But we're not in France.
More pronounceable,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. Love piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom's a piano teacher.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's obviously you playing the
piano. Right. Yeah. And I can't play as well as I used to because my fingers aren't as dexterous because I haven't been playing, but
yeah.
I'm sure I can pick it up again.
Yeah. This is cool.
I miss not having a piano in the house all the time. My mom has like four pianos and an organ in her house.
Wow.
Yeah.
You miss it, huh?
I do. Especially like when I was little, like falling asleep at night, you know what I mean? Always having her like play something and, you know, you're just kind of like, ah.
Lullaby.
Yes.
This is awesome to relax to.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Very relaxing.
Yeah. So you do instrumental, no singing. Do you sing too?
Don't sing.
Don't sing.
I have sung, but...
Yeah. Maybe you should find someone to sing some of the songs.
And I can't rap to this either. So.
No.
You know what? Actually, like rapping to something like this could be kind of interesting.
It's a new genre.
It could be. It could be.
That's really nice. Let's listen to another one. You said Chasing Butterflies is good?
Yeah, Chasing Butterflies is good.
Let's see. So, just so we can get a feel for the variety.
Same key. They're both in E.
I want to start playing again.
Oh, Susie. Missing the old times, huh?
Now you're moving to a new house, I heard.
Yeah, I'm in between houses right now. I have half my stuff in one and half my stuff in the other.
Does the new house have a piano? No?
No, unfortunately it doesn't.
Oh, well.
I know. I was actually at this weird kind of bicycle commune the other day in Silver Lake. And for as crazy and dirty as this house was, it had a piano in the corner.
Wow.
And I was just kind of like, huh. I was like, maybe it wouldn't be so bad to be a dirty bicycle hippie living in the commune. He said, have a piano in the corner.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have one now, so that's...
I would probably have to sleep
progress.
On the bench, but...
Yeah.
Those are short benches, too.
I know.
Yeah. This is cool.
Thanks.
Are they all pretty much mellow like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No upbeat or anything.
Nothing upbeat.
No
it's
Elton
all...
John. Or...
No.
Okay.
No.
But this is cool. I really like this. I mean, this is definitely to relax. To
very me. Relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah. Very relaxing. I need some of that, you know, to slow me down a little bit.
Yes, you do.
Shut up. You don't have to answer.
I always recommend Valium, but the piano music does the same thing.
Yeah, the piano will help, even with a Valium, I'm sure. Well, very nice. I mean, congratulations to you. So,
thank you.
So people can get the CD also?
Yes.
Where can we find it?
The best place, well, Amazon has it, but I prefer CD Baby because Amazon takes more money than CD Baby does.
Okay.
So cdbaby.com/BJULLY. B Julie.
Right.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Oh, and of course it's on top5pages.com.
Yeah. So cool. So where do you go from here? I mean, how long do you think Well, first of all, you left your job. Are you able to make any money still from this?
Well, actually, we have some money that we're living off of.
Oh,
we
nice.
You know, in the bank, so that's good.
I know, but that's kind of scary to do, huh? I mean,
surprisingly, it was really, really freeing. And it's funny, when I quit my job, all this money started pouring in within the month and a half after I quit my job. I got a bonus that I didn't expect from work, and just like all these different sources of all this money, and it just showed me that I'd made the right decision. It was all this surprise money was fantastic.
Yeah, and you know, if you ever do run out of money, or you know, something doesn't work out, you can always go back to programming and pick up your job again.
I've been thinking about that. I'm actually programming a website for a friend of mine, and it's a lot of fun, and it's kind of low stress. And
you look like you have no stress in your life. You look so freaking carefree and relaxed. It's so wonderful.
Thank you. I work it. I meditate, and you know. So it just keeps me calm.
Does that work, meditation?
Yeah, it works for me. I mean, really? There's a lot of different kinds of meditation, and I like the one that I do. So, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of tell me of some of the kinds of meditation.
Well, I don't know a lot about this, but there's transcendental, where, like, basically you're supposed to leave and float around in the universe and stuff like that. And that's not really my style. Mine is more, like, just paying attention to what's going on around me, and paying attention to what's going on in my own mind.
Like breathing, usually you have to focus on the breathing.
Yeah, that's one way I kind of focus on, like if I have any distracting thoughts, I'll let those go and I'll focus on what I'm creating in my life.
Right.
Basically, it's kind of focusing on what you're creating. Mm-hmm. And if there's a problem with a relationship, you just sort of let the problem energy, float away, and then get back to what you're creating with the relationship.
That's my problem with, like, meditation. And I've got my hippie friends that are always like, Susie, just let it go, let it go. The universe will take care of it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm always like, fuck you. Sorry.
Please respect our guests.
I'm sorry.
That
I apologize.
That's fine.
But I don't know. You know, obviously, if it's something that's bothering me like so much, I can't just let it go. If it were that easy, I would just let it go. But it's like, it's obviously something that's kind of,
that you're stuck on. You're solving it. You're working on it.
So that's always my problem with it. I'm like, I can't just let it go. It's not that easy.
I don't know if this will work, but I remember hearing Ram Dass, the guide, guru, whatever. He said, imagine attaching a balloon to it.
Okay.
And letting it float away into the sky.
Interesting.
I don't know if that'll work. Just came to mind.
I will try it. I will try it. Yeah.
I know. Some minds are too busy. I mean, I've tried many times to meditate. Can't do it.
Oh,
you know, can't do it. But I admire people that can, because you relax. I mean, you can really find some peace. Even
and I channel my energy into inventing a lot, too. I'm always coming up with new ideas, too.
That's
like
right. You said inventor. Let's talk about that a little bit. Tell us some of the things you invented.
The one product that I invented is, right now we're calling it a C-IT clip, C-IT clip, but it's basically a binder clip, the black triangular clips that you hold papers together with.
Right.
But when I hold papers together with those, people basically stick a Post-it on the paper so you know what they are. So I figured, why don't we get one of those clear plastic label holders, like from a hanging file folder, and put that on the binder clip.
Right.
And then you can just slide a label into it.
Oh, nice.
Right. So I've been working on getting a patent on that for about 4 years now.
Wow.
And we've been going back and forth at the patent office. They say, oh, it's not patentable. And then the patent attorney says, no, it is because of this. And then they say, well, what about this other thing? So we expect to hear on Friday.
4 years for that? That's
four
ridiculous.
Years. Well, it's 2 years until they can actually read your patent application.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
And it's thousands of dollars.
I mean, I filed for copyright for LA Talk Radio, and you have to wait like 6 months or so before they even take a look at it.
Right.
Yeah.
They're backed
like
up. It's the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Cool. And what else?
Oh, yeah. The other thing that I've been just brainstorming about a lot. Well, let me back up a step. YouTube is fantastic because I'm taking all these silly ideas that I have and I'm making videos of them and putting them on YouTube. So one that I'm working on right now a lot is alternative energy sources.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I figure any place in the world where people are moving around, like walking downstairs, we should have pads on the stairs that are capturing the weight of their footsteps and turning that into electricity.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Another one that I came up with yesterday is, I came up with the main idea a while ago. On a freeway, there are the bumps that divide lanes, you know, when you drive over.
I call them armadillos.
The armadillos. those armadillos should depress a little bit when a car drives over them and just pull some energy out of that. Because just the motion of the car, of going up and down, is enough to generate a little bit of electricity. And if you get enough people driving over those, which led me to my idea yesterday, which is if you're in a parking garage and there's a ramp that goes down, people don't use the accelerator on their car. They aren't burning any gas or using their brakes. Mm-hmm. So put a whole bunch of armadillos on those down ramps, and as hundreds and thousands of cars drive over them every day, as they move up and down, they should be generating electricity.
That's
it's totally
good.
Untapped.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's great.
Yeah. I've got actually a better idea. You know, I'm thinking we can actually move cars with beans, you know, because if we because if we make them operate, if you make a car operate on human gas,
natural
then all you
gas.
Have to do human gas, then you just sit there and you eat beans, and whatever comes out of you will power the engine, you know? I mean, that sounds more feasible to me than those armadillos.
And that helps our farmers. And
there you go, you know?
Yeah.
Power your car with your farts, you know? I mean, it could work.
You got to be careful when you're in small rooms with people. And you got to think about the other passengers in the car, too.
So you're talking about generating energy for other things, not for the cars that are
not
running
for the
over
cars,
these
but
things,
for.
Right?
Yeah, just. I just think any place that we're using power to.
Like on the highway, the armadillo thing could power the street lamps.
Exactly. That's a great idea. And I think we need to have things like this at people's homes so that you aren't generating the power 20, 30 miles away and then trying to transport it, which is really inefficient. You should have it right at the person's home, like in an area that's really rainy.
Right.
Underneath the gutter, there's a downspout. Mm-hmm. You need to have a little water wheel.
Oh.
That's spinning when it's raining.
That's true.
I don't know if that would get any power, but I think it's a good idea. If people are doing solar, you know, when it's raining, you could do whatever the other word is for rain.
The question is,
Rainer.
Hydro.
Hydro. Thank you. Hydroelectric.
The question is, why do you think in California, in Southern California, we don't take advantage of solar energy? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a lot, you know. I'm originally from Israel, and there's sunshine like here a lot. And every building has got like a million of these units that absorb the sun, you know.
Right.
And then you don't have to pay power for your hot water.
Right.
Wow.
And your heating bill and everything. So I don't know why they're not using it, because that is absolutely free.
Right.
You know, like my brother, for example, put a solar heating for his pool. So it costs you a little bit more in the beginning, but then you never pay for power to heat your pool anymore.
That's
or
great.
Or for gas or whatever it is
that's
you use.
I mean, I think it's either laziness or a lot of people live in apartments and they don't have control over being able to put their own solar panels up.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of these buildings in downtown, they should all have solar panels on the top.
I really think they should. You know, nobody's investing in that, and I don't know why. You know, we always get in trouble and in crisis mode when the gasoline prices
it's
go high.
It's because we're Americans and because we're lazy.
You like the lazy angle? Yeah.
I mean, that's why people don't recycle all the time. I know so many different people that don't even do, like, that little tiny step to help the environment and help themselves.
But you see, I don't think it's about laziness, because it's not in our hands. It's in the hands of the builders, you know, of the government, you know, that can actually regulate something like this.
Aren't there tax incentives now for green buildings, though?
Maybe there are.
I think there are. Yeah. I don't know how many people are taking advantage of it, but I think for new buildings, if they're green, they may get tax cuts or something.
So. I take classes at Santa Monica College, and right now they've been doing a lot of renovations and things over there. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the buildings that they're doing, halfway through the construction of the building, it wasn't green. And so halfway through, they decided, oh, we're going to make the other half of the building green. So we've got this building that is like half, you know, completely not green, and then the other half that's totally being turned into, you know, a green building right now.
Wow.
And it's just kind of, they're probably like, you know, just hoping for the tax incentive too on that.
Right. Yeah. They get half of it.
Yeah. We'll get half off. But I think people are doing it more and more, I would say. But it's just not as mainstream, you know, as it should be, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, who's the lady you brought with you? I mean, you didn't let her go on the mic, but I'd like to know, because she's sitting here.
She chose not to.
Okay. Well, she's going to get on the mic in a minute. She doesn't know that. But
good. This is my lovely wife, Laura.
Oh, nice to meet you, Laura. So you don't want to get on the mic at all? You sure? Okay. Well, everybody, you see, I shouldn't have let her in the beginning. It's just like, you come in here, you sit in front of the mic, you know?
And that's the mic that doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's...
We have another one in the door. Okay. Don't worry about it. I know you guys are trying to get out of it, but that's okay. I won't put you on the spot or anything. But, so do you guys have any kids yet?
No.
No kids yet. How long have you been married?
We've been married. We have a fish. Our fish, Penelope.
She'd rather whisper than talk on the microphone.
She's my Cyrano de Bergerac, the person behind the. Anyway, we have a fish that I often forget about. I'll wake up and she'll say, "Good morning, Penelope." Say, "Oh, we have a fish."
Yeah.
So maybe it's a good thing you don't have a kid.
I don't know how well that would go.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to feed our son. Damn.
Well, usually they let you know a little bit more vocally than fish would.
I know. Right.
The fish is just like...
They have an alarm system, the kids.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah, our fish snaps up her food. She's a betta, beautiful little blue betta fish in a little tiny tank. And when we put in her little betta bits, she sneaks right up to him and then pounces on him really quick. It's very cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
You have to be careful you don't overfeed fish because a lot of people, even the directions in the back say, give 2 to 3 pellets to your betta fish per day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely do not. I mean, you should feed that fish at least, maybe every other day, maybe every 2 days.
Oh.
Because, the small cage that they're, or the small little tank that they're in, you know what I mean? The waste that they're producing.
Right.
It just, it's not good for the fish or for the tank.
Thank you for that. Tim.
You're welcome. It might seem like the fish is starving, but trust me.
Right. She's always eager to eat.
I worked in a pet. Well, what else is that fish going to do? Seriously.
Well, she swims through the little rock that we have in there. That's kind of entertaining for her.
How do we get to fish? I asked you about kids. How long have you been married?
We've been married 5 years. Five years. We've been together 7 years. Yeah.
Really? Nice. And where'd you guys meet?
Well, we met at church.
Oh, really?
Met at church. I didn't think she liked me. No, we didn't like each other before we met.
Oh.
And then I thought she was flirting with me, and she wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I got her phone number.
Why didn't you like each other before? I'm wondering.
I mean, if you ended
up getting married.
I know.
What could have been so terrible?
I don't know. I just thought she was weird, and she thought I was weird.
Really?
And then we went on a date, and maybe it's true, but we worked together.
There you go.
So we went on one date, and that was it.
Wow.
Aww.
One date, and it was just, it was fantastic.
Really?
Love at first date.
Wow.
Because the first sight thing didn't work very well.
No, huh?
I usually hate most of my boyfriends when I first meet them. I'm serious.
And right after, too.
We butt heads. And then right after, yes.
You got a spark, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got some spark.
She's got a short attention span. Well, and what part of town do you guys live in?
I live out in Marina Del Rey, near Susie, actually.
Nice.
Yes.
The marina is beautiful.
Oh, it's so nice down there, yeah. It's just beautiful. We can walk to the beach, and it's very relaxing.
Really?
That it is.
Yeah.
That's
we actually bump into, it's so irritating to say, but we actually bump into traffic every now and then down there. We're half a mile from the beach, and there shouldn't be any cars there. But sometimes, right at rush hour, we see a couple cars going by.
I know.
Yeah. That's cool. And what does your wife do for a living, since she won't tell us herself?
My wife is an actress.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And what kind, like in films, theater?
Commercials mainly.
Oh, commercials.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds cool.
Yeah. I don't know how much she wants me to divulge, but yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. If you sit here long enough, we'll find out everything about
you.
So you better rush out of here.
How much time left in the segment?
Well, that's cool, you know. So going back to the to this whole thing now with search and all that, right?
Oh, yeah.
How did you learn about all that? I mean, how do you go and program a search engine?
It's pretty interesting. It's more of a directory masquerading as a search engine. Not masquerading, but built as a search engine.
Right.
So it's...
It's like a database, pretty much, right?
It's kind of like a database, yeah. In fact, it is a
search,
database.
Yeah,
and you're searching on the database, and there's a lot of fancy features that I've programmed to make it more search-like and give you suggestions. If you type in something, and it'll give you, hey, try these other searches as well.
Right.
That's nice.
I'm definitely going to bring it up so I can see what we're talking about here.
Okay,
I just didn't want to do it when we were playing the music. So it's top5pages.com.
Top5pages.com.
Okay.
I'm exactly. So computer illiterate sometimes, it's not even funny. My computer's pink.
Well, that's just a style choice. That doesn't necessarily mean.
Well, when I was going to get a computer, I had my friend Scott, who's one of my computer genius friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, so what do you want your computer to do? Like, this and that. I'm like, I want it to be pink. He's like, Susie, that is not that's not what I'm asking you. I'm like, I want a pink computer. He's like, fine, I'll get you a pink computer. I'll take care of the rest.
Good old Scott.
Good old Scott. But it turns out that wasn't really the best choice because the computer's kind of crappy now.
Oh.
So.
Oh,
well. No.
How
yeah.
old is it?
It's 2 years old.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
But it's so cute, it's pink.
It's pink.
It's so cute. It seriously is.
But
I'm really
you know
sad.
What? It's actually not necessarily a funny thing. When I was in college back in the 90s, I had gone back at a later age. I graduated in 90. But at any rate, at the time, you know, computers weren't as mainstream, as widespread.
Right.
You know, it was mainly like male-dominated, you know. And so I did, in marketing, I did sort of like a survey, a research, to see, like, what would make women be attracted to computers more, you know. And I started thinking of different things. And one of them was if it
make
was
it
in
cute.
A different color, yeah, like pink or something, you
right.
know.
Absolutely.
And, but some people thought it was, like, too stereotypical, you know, to give a woman a pink computer or something. But there were other things as well. But it's funny to think that at a certain time, women were not into computers that much.
Right.
Into the internet.
They were definitely
at all,
not as
you know?
Widespread.
But the internet is really what has liberated everybody, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's social and it can have so many different feels to it. It can be very targeted to its audience.
Right.
Whether it's male, female, whatever, you know, interests they have. Yeah.
I kind of equate, like, a computer for me, a computer to me is like a car to me. It's like I love my car. I love driving it. You know, I use it all the time because I kind of have to. But when it comes down to it, if I get a flat tire, yeah. I'm not going to touch it. You know what I mean? I'm not going
right.
to fix it. I don't want
to
fill it.
You don't need to know how it works in order to
I don't need
it.
To know how yeah. it, it's not that I can't know how it works or that right. like I'm too dumb to understand the mechanics of it. It's that I really have no interest
well,
in it.
Well, that's debatable.
I don't I have no interest in it. You know what I mean? And I don't have to know because if I'm right. on the side of the road and I have a flat tire, you know what I mean? I'll hike up my skirt a little bit and be like, "Oh, help, help."
Yeah.
The same with like computers. You know, I have no interest in knowing how they work or how to fix them if they break down or how to build a website. I looked at someone built me a website the other day, and I was watching him do all the code, and I seriously was just about to throw up watching that. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And it's not that I can't do it. It's that, you know what? That's meant for you. That's meant for Scott. That's meant for everyone else out there.
My wife and I have the same relationship where when I'm programming, she, you know, it's gobbledygook to her. It's just, it's cryptic and makes no sense. I feel bad because I've actually been teaching her a few things. And she starts to recognize some things. But she's done all the testing. I'll test it, and then she'll look at it, and she'll
say, see if it's user-friendly kind of thing?
To see if it's user-friendly.
Perfect.
And so I simplify it as much as I can. Like, okay, two buttons, that's it. Okay and cancel. Yeah, great. Leave it there, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys have a perfect relationship.
It's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
In fact, it's probably wise for me to keep her out of the loop of the programming so that it, you know, she gets more of the basic user experience mm-hmm. and can really test it and make it really simple.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay and cancel. Is that you can communicate that way pretty much. You know, it's like, would you go take out the trash? No, cancel that.
You know, you were asking about search engines, how to write a search engine before, and I thought that was a really interesting question because it gets into why Google and Yahoo and those are, I mean, I don't want to use the word corrupt, but search engines have come in and sort of messed up what their nice, pure motives were. Originally, Google and Yahoo and Ask.com and all those other search engines, which do natural searches, mm-hmm. a natural search looks at the contents of a website and categorizes it and says, okay, well, this has, you know, the word talk radio 10 times.
Right.
Therefore, it's probably more talk radio oriented than this other site that only has it one time.
Right.
And so that was a great way of listing websites.
Well, then wouldn't your top five website be a corrupt thing too?
Yes, it is. And basically, I'm admitting, I'm just saying,
people
you know,
are paying to be there.
Everything, well, and everything on the internet is corrupt. Even when people get to vote on it, everybody gets their friends, and it's whoever has the most friends who can vote on something. So there's nothing, there's no pureness on the internet anymore.
There's no validity.
So I figure, you know, may as well just cut to the chase and say, look, $5 for a year, and you can have a number one spot, and that's all there is to it. No one will take it from you.
Yeah, so. We got a phone call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning. This is St. Louis Steve.
Hi, St. Louis Steve.
Did
you how are
you? Recognize the voice, Susie.
Wonderful, always. Susie. Hey, I was going to call earlier, but I fell asleep while I was listening to that guy play the piano.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you. That was very
cute.
Nice. Yeah, but it's relaxing. I know. It's very, very relaxing. Very relaxing.
Are you going to put a link on your site about how to get to him?
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Course.
We will.
Yeah.
Okay, and great. Well, I'll leave you guys alone. I just thought I'd connect. That was really good piano music.
Thank you very much.
Relaxing.
Thank you. I love getting feedback.
Initially, it didn't sound like
that. That was like a backwards compliment from St. Louis to you.
It didn't sound like that's what you were trying to say, but when you fell asleep to the music.
Very relaxing.
Okay.
Great.
Cool.
Thank you.
Okay, Steve. Thanks.
Bye, Stevie.
Yeah. No, I did like that music, and let's say again, it's Brett Julie, right? And the album is called Piano, and you can get it at CD Baby and Amazon and so forth. And
can I spell my last name?
Of course.
For people?
It's
No.
Yeah, everyone will have to guess.
Yeah.
It's Brett with two T's, and Julie is spelled J-U-I-L-L-Y.
Okay, that's pretty simple, and of course we'll put a link
thank you.
To either your search engine or whatever, wherever you want people to go.
Okay.
Maybe one of each.
And of course the website is top5pages.com, and it looks pretty interesting, you know, so I'm definitely going to check it out and see. And okay, I'm looking at your popular searches
so
here.
Right now.
Check
yeah,
it out.
No, popular searches and stuff. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Yeah. And interestingly, the number 5 search is Brett Julie. Somebody's been looking for his name a lot.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. Well, it's been fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a great time.
What is your wife's first name?
Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura. Maybe next time we'll force her in the microphone.
I'll see if I can talk her into it.
Yeah, there you go. But at least you'll be able to listen to your husband afterwards, so that's cool. And so thanks for coming in.
Man, my pleasure.
Again, and that was Brett, of course. And Susie?
Yes, Derek.
What's going on?
Same old. I'm up to Malibu for the day, actually, to babysit.
Yeah. So did you already get a ticket to go back east?
Actually, I found one last night online, and so I'm trying to finagle someone back east to buy it for me.
Yeah, and she'll get it, too. She knows. She has a way. She's got a whole network of people.
What can I say?
Yeah. At any rate, so we'll be back here tomorrow. Next week, we're not going to be here. We'll only be here Monday next week. And so we'll play some best of.
Yes,
For those who have missed some. Not that you can't get it on the archives, but sometimes it's nice to listen to it streaming. And, of course, stay tuned for the Downtown Lounge at their new time coming up right after us. And, of course, we have TJ McCormick and Johnny Dam, and the rest of the shows are on the website. Go ahead and check them all, and we'll be back right here tomorrow.